Hey everyone, and welcome to the Daily Scopes for the 9th of November. On the 9th of November, the moon enters Taurus. People may be more focused on careers and financial security right now, rather than trying new things they wanted to stay in their comfort zones. Practicality and comfort are the key themes for the moon transiting in Taurus. When the moon's transiting in Taurus, it's solated. So this means it's a good sort of like place for the moon to be. And whatever you set your mind and put your actions towards right now can come true. It's actually a great time to sort out issues because you can remain sort of like detached and composed and calm right now. The ability to be more loyal and consistent in intimate relationships is given. This energy is perfect for taking care of bills and doing financial planning, spending time with family and enjoying food, games or other entertainment can bring comfort to you right now. Negatively, people can become more possessive, stubborn and selfish, not wanting to share and looking down at others that they see or think are lesser than them and not worth their time. They can also be overspending and overindulgence in food, drink and intoxicating substances. Plus, some people can be more materialistic than others. The best use of the moon in Taurus is to economise and plan, taking time to solve any problems with your self-esteem, issues of not being deserving of love, or not feeling beautiful enough. If you want to start saving for your future, now is an excellent time to start and also take time out to look over all your other finances and make sure that they're or the books are balanced, if as they say. If you have investments, you should check that they are secure and reduce them if need be and look for new opportunities to invest your money and time in. For you gardeners or farmers out there, if you're willing to put in the hard work right now under the Taurus moon, work that you put in now will be rewarded during your harvest time. It's also great for planting vegetables such as parsnips, turnips, sweet potatoes and carrots. And if you want to slow the growth of your plants or any other crops, now is the time to trim your field or do any other plant training methods to stunt the growth if that's what you want.
So I just want to talk about two transits that's happening today. Mercury opposing Uranus. And this energy can support making a break for freedom and being strong in your own viewpoints. But negatively, people can stubbornly refuse to accept anything out of their comfort zone. This can lead to indecision and doubt. And this can stop you from growing. So you're talking about the moon, the week of the total lunar eclipse here. So just try and stay open-minded, sensible and practical, even with idealistic or spiritual subconscious information, so you can make progress. And this is especially true if you are the more logical person, but I don't know how you could be listening to this, but I don't know. Yeah. It is for everyone, this podcast. The things you have become to see as truth can be tested right now, and this can drag you out of your comfort zone, and you can resist this new information which could turn your world upside down. I'm at the extreme end, being forced to rethink your thoughts, behaviours and life choices and purposes. All of this can be heavy stuff, and this can cause all sorts of arguments with friends, family and co-workers or anyone else who crosses your path right now. It can be hard for you to know what you really want to believe right now, as you may cross the path of people who are good at giving advice, but it may not be best to take it as well. So we've been saying that, you know, it is probably a good idea to be open-minded, but don't be fooled about it. And although someone who's giving advice may be weird, unreliable, non-conformist, doesn't mean what they're saying is not valuable. You can make some tweaks to it and make it work for you. Just take some time out to weigh up the pros and cons of any action and thoughts that you make during the next 3 to 4 days. Moods can change a lot under this influence, and there can be breakdown in communications. Everything fine 1 minute, and then the next minute it's gone to pot. It's gone crap. So just, you know, emotions can go from 0 to 10 and 10 to 0 again. So lots of change in mood. And people can be craving or rejecting something different, just wanting to break from routine and stuff. It may be best to delay all work or business involving technology, insurance, science and occult and law, especially intellectual property, or at least have a plan B if the original plan is unworkable right now. Also, if you plan on doing any alternative healing work or astral realm exploration, it may be best to put this off to another time if you cannot remain grounded, because this can be a very erratic sort of like energy, because your intellectual thoughts, Mercury is opposing your Uranus that wants you to be non-conformist and revolutionary and try out new things. And so these two energies are in conflict, so just try and work with it. Also, the Sun makes the opposition to Uranus, so it's sort of like a double whammy. It adds to the unexpected energy of the day, and it can influence your relationships and your careers. And again, adds to the fact that some people will want to be more spontaneous and do more things. Even though, you know, the Moon's in this stable Taurus placement and Taurus likes to be practical, these two things are unstabilizing this Taurus energy, which is fine. We have to do new things and we have to make things work for us. But just in case you are wanting to get down to work and you're keeping having these random thoughts to you, I don't know, I don't even know, just do a random dance, or while you're meant to be concentrating in a meeting or something, or anything else random, this will be why, because of the Sun and Mercury's opposition to Uranus. But positively, this energy is best used to explore your inner child and its needs, and just think about, have you forgotten your childhood or even early adulthood dreams? Can you make them come true? And just turning these, you may think, oh, it's idealistic, but think, maybe you can, you know, there's some things we can never do in life, but most things are achievable, even though sometimes they see that they're not. So yeah, just think about the ways that you can safely try new things and meet the demands of any career or family needs, and your own needs more importantly. So yeah, that's the daily scope for the 9th of November.